Today from the Ohio Newsroom, new year, new legislative priorities. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Today marks a fresh start for Ohio legislators. It's the beginning of Ohio's 136th legislative session, which means a flurry of ideas, both new and old, will be introduced at the State House. Karen Kassler is the State House News Bureau Chief, and she joins us to give a little preview of what we can expect in this year's session. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Kendall.
Before we even think about 2025, can you give us a little recap of last year's assembly? What were the biggest bills of 2024?
Several of the bills that were proposed and passed dealt with LGBTQ issues. For instance, there was the ban on gender transition care for minors and on trans girls on sports teams. There was also a ban on bathroom use, saying that a person could only use the bathroom of the gender they were assigned at birth. There was a bill that passed that made it easier for students to be expelled if they pose a threat to schools. Then there was, of course, the last-minute Christmas tree bill, the one that comes at the end of the year that's stuffed with all sorts of things. This one, we're still waiting to figure out all the things that were in this, but it had, for instance, an update on the name, image, and likeness law that is protecting and dealing with student athletes in colleges, and it gives more power actually to universities in that area. Those are just a couple. We had the budget, we had the transportation budget, a bunch of other things that happened in this two-year session.
Gotcha. And I imagine there was still plenty that lawmakers didn't get around to. So what didn't get passed that might return this year?
There were more than 1,000 bills that were proposed, including some high-profile ones that didn't move. One prominent one, it's known as Senate Bill 83. It's a bill that conservatives say will deal with what they feel is the spread of liberal ideology on college campuses. And it has a lot of things in there about banning diversity, equity, and inclusion training on colleges, banning faculty strikes, things like that. It's got a lot of support from incoming Speaker Matt Huffman, as well as the incoming Senate President Rob McCauley. So that one's likely to pass. There are a couple other issues, pensions for police officers and making sure that those are shored up. Marijuana law changes, that's another thing we expected to see. There's a lot on the table that we expect to come back.
Are there any new pieces of legislation or new issues that you're going to have your eye on this year?
I mean, I think property tax reform is the big one. That's been sitting out there. It's not new, but it's one that really didn't get a lot of movement because there are so many moving parts in changing tax laws. If you change property taxes in this area, you affect local government funding or you affect what seniors pay. So there are a lot of dominoes that could potentially fall if you change one thing in property taxes.
We also saw a number of vetoes this year from the governor's office, and then the legislature coming back and overriding those vetoes. Should we expect that same sort of back and forth from DeWine and Republican lawmakers this year?
So DeWine did start out 2024 by vetoing the ban on gender transition treatment for minors and trans women and girls sports. The legislature came back and quickly overrode that veto. But in 2023, he actually banned something in the state budget, a provision that would ban communities from banning flavored vapes. I know it's a lot of bans to keep track of there, but that was overridden by the legislature as well. So he's definitely used his veto power to send messages to state lawmakers, even though Republicans are in the supermajority. There are issues on which Republicans and DeWine do disagree. So I wouldn't be surprised in his last 2 years in office to see DeWine use that veto power when it's an issue that he really cares about, especially when you get to the budget, which has a lot of policy things that are typically thrown in, some of which DeWine doesn't agree with.
That's Karen Kassler, State House News Bureau Chief. Thank you so much for your time.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.